Blog Talk Radio.
You didn't act everything down, Monk. Well, hello, this is George Gamont. Hope you didn't hear me. I was, like, over the music telling my dog that she'd knocked down everything on my bulletin board. Well, maybe it wasn't the dog. Maybe it was the wind. I don't know. But I have to put everything back up. So how is everybody? It's Thursday. I was not here yesterday. I was out wandering around Southern California in the heat. It's been warm. It's supposed to be, like, if you're into Fahrenheit, 90-something today. But it is summer. So I always tell people, it's summertime. What do you expect? You know, like, we got climate change. We got summertime. We got heat. We got air conditioning. We have lots of fun things to do, right? And the evenings are kind of fun when it's hot, right? So you look for the silver lining in every... Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, my spirit guides, my spirit group. I have some articles on the same subject, but it's all about manifesting. What do you want to manifest? You know, and I was thinking about manifesting and, you know, the psychic thing, and people call in going, oh, what does he want, my boyfriend? What does he want? Well, really is, what does he want to manifest? What does he want to manifest? Or she. I mean, it could be she, I guess, it could be she. He or she, doesn't matter, I guess. What do they want to manifest? And I guess the answer is three possible answers in relationship to you. Actually, I was thinking about this. My mind's wandering all over the place. Three possible answers. You, somebody else, or they're not sure. Right? You, somebody else, or they're not sure. Now, why wouldn't they be sure? You know, and then I thought about this when I was in sales. People kind of go, I don't know if I want to buy that car. It's because they don't have enough information. So maybe they're not sure because they don't have enough information. They don't quite feel the connection yet. They haven't spent enough time with you to do that. I know. Well, we've been together for 2 years. Well, some people are kind of slow. Or they're just playing you after 2 years. Got to think about that. It's not you. You know, it usually takes, and I'm going to tell this is a general thing, and I've read this in books on psychology and how relationships. I've done a lot of reading on this and been in workshops and spent a lot of time discussing relationships and how they work and how they don't work from a spiritual aspect and actually from a psychological aspect. And generally, rule of thumb, you know, like, well, yeah, generally. Let me just use the word generally here. Men know if they want to be with somebody within 3 to 6 months. They got it pretty well locked in. So if it's been a year and a half and they're going, I don't know, it's not you. You have to accept that. Unless they're off, you know, in Afghanistan somewhere, some far off flung place in the world, or they're finishing their doctorate program and they need some time, or their parents are ill and, you know, they have to spend a lot of time with them and they can't commit to her. There are extending circumstances. But then, as Spirit would say, even when there are extenuating circumstances, they generally will commit in their heart, or they won't, after a short, relatively short period of time. You got the jerks that string you out. So I have a couple callers, so we'll talk about manifesting today. I have a nice article on manifesting, amongst other things. So we'll do that. Yeah, how to manifest what you want. Yeah, how do you do that? You know, it's really about how more so than when. I always try to emphasize that to people. It's more about how are you going to get to what you want? How do you align yourself? And I have a nice article about vibration, aligning yourself with the vibration of the things that you want to manifest. Because actually, and I got callers, 415-562 and 520. I'll be with you in a minute. Just wanted to make this last point because Spirit throws stuff at me as I'm going on and on and rattling on about this stuff. Because your vibration right now in this moment, exactly in this moment, is manifesting something. You are constantly manifesting your vibration through your thoughts. Wherever your thoughts are and the vibration of your thoughts and your feelings, let's put those two together, mix those little things up together, are constantly manifesting something. There is not a time in your life. Well, I guess sleeping doesn't count so much, but let's say any waking hour, let's just leave it at waking hours for the moment. Any waking hour, any moment of the day, you are manifesting something. Your thoughts, your vibration are manifesting something constantly, every moment. So the question is, how do you change that so you're just not randomly manifesting something that it doesn't necessarily what be your first choice, right? Okay, so let me take some calls and we'll jump into that subject a little deeper, because really, think about that. I mean, just contemplate that idea for a moment. Every moment, every thought and every emotion is manifesting something in your life. You're attracting something. You're putting that energy out and the universe is responding back to you for the energy you put out. That's the law of attraction, pure law of attraction stuff. Absolutely. That's bottom line. Bottom line. So what do you want to attract? You have to change your thoughts, your emotions to be able to do that. You have to let go of the negativity in your life to do what you want. Okay, let me take a couple calls. We'll jump more into about your vibration and manifesting. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hi.
You're not there. Hi, you're cutting out a little bit. Yes. Are you? Is that your first name? You've cut out completely. You've gone away. What happened? I don't know. Where did you go? Well, I'll put you back on hold. Maybe you want to call back in or try to put you back on hold. Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I've been speaking.
You've been cutting out, though. So what's on your mind?
Anything? Any kind of forgiving.
So what's your question about manifesting? What do you want to
Sure.
What's the main thing you want to manifest in your life right now, this moment?
New job.
Okay, so why not? What's holding you back?
Something new I haven't done before. I don't have experience in.
So you're making excuses.
No, that's the reason.
Okay, so you're qualified for it. You can do it. Absolutely, 100%. Your vibration is saying to you, your inner self is saying, I can do this. I'm really qualified. I love doing this, right? Oh, she went away. Okay, but she didn't get the point. The point is, are you manifesting that new job? See, it's your vibration. If you're saying, I've never done this before and I don't know about doing this, then you have to change your vibration. You got to say, I'm completely qualified to do this. I would love to do this. This is my passion in life. So what's my mission in life? Let me take a couple calls. I'll talk about that a little bit. I was discussing that with a friend of mine online and chatting back and forth about missions in life. What is my mission? I asked Spirit that. What is my mission, purpose? And they reminded me of something they gave me 25 years ago as my mission. And I thought, oops, yeah, okay, let's get back to that. So I'll tell you in a minute after I take a couple calls. I'll tell you my mission. And what's your mission, though? So what do you want to manifest? Let's get into that. I didn't think she liked my answer much, but that's all right. Hello.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. What are you trying to manifest?
New love into my life.
Okay, why not? So if you want to manifest something, why isn't it here already? Why do you think you don't have it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not with anyone right now romantically, so I'm just.
Okay. What do you want? That's what you want to manifest, right? So why aren't you manifesting
yes.
it? So what vibration
I'm
are you
trying.
Putting out?
I'm trying. I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. That's the right thing.
Well, here's what I'm hearing for you, and then you might want to think about that. The universe is calling you to do things and get out there, and you're just not quite getting out there to meet somebody. It's like there's an old country song about, finding love in all the wrong places. So you're in all the wrong places to find people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you need to get out there. You need to focus on what you want in a person. What kind of person do you want? And the key, and what I keep, you know, this is kind of common stuff, but I'll give it to you again. What do you love to do? What do you enjoy doing? What are you really passionate about?
Playing bingo. Right now, I like that for fun.
Okay, but do you think you really could find somebody at a bingo game? They're going to be a little bit older than you, maybe? You know, like, come on, sit next to me, young lady.
I know, huh?
So what else do you like to do that you could get out there and do? Maybe you like to go dancing. Maybe you like to do this. Maybe you like to do that. So, you know, it's really about attracting somebody. Just kind of just put it out to the universe. This is what I love to do. This is what I enjoy doing. This is what I like to do with a partner. I mean, we're not talking sex here. We're just talking about activities. I love to be able to share this with my partner, okay, this kind of activity, okay? And then put it out to the universe. Put it out to the universe, and those opportunities will pop in because I'm really sensing you're just not getting out there.
Okay. Can I ask my question I wanted to know?
What's your question? I thought that was your question.
No, it wasn't about manifesting. I was calling in about my SSI and – do you see me continuing getting my SSI check?
Can you visualize seeing that come in your life? Yes, of course. Why not? Why not? What did you do wrong? Nothing. You're fine.
No,
just keep
nothing.
Going.
I just reviewed my case. That's what I was wondering.
Keep moving forward. You'll get what you want. Okay? SSI, whatever it is, you'll get what you want. Just continue to visualize the checks.
Okay.
They don't give you a check anymore, do they? They actually give you a deposit. They deposit it, right?
Yeah, it's on direct deposit.
Yeah, so just visualize your bank account every month, same time every month, going, oh, it's there, woohoo! Okay, just do that.
Okay.
You'll get it. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
So she did want to manifest something. She wanted to continue to manifest her SSI. See, everything is about manifestation. If it's an SSI check, or it's a new puppy, you know, I'm going to manifest a new puppy. Whatever it is, you are actually manifesting. So, okay, so 520 and 678. 520 has been holding longer, I think, by this thing. Oh, so then I'll tell you about my mission statement to remind me my purpose, my mission in life. We'll get into that in a moment and tell you a little bit more. I've been working on that. I know what it is, and I just keep getting distracted by stuff. You know, you ever get distracted by life and you just don't focus on your mission? If the universe gives you a mission, God gives you a mission, you co-create the mission before you get here. And sometimes we get distracted because of circumstances, our family, our friends, our whatever, right? We just get off track. So 520 is next. Are you there?
Okay. Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Fine. So, hello. I'm going to ask you that question then. What are you trying to manifest? Because everything's about manifesting something. Even the last lady was really about manifesting something. She didn't believe it, but that's what she was doing. Right?
Yep.
So, what's up?
Do you have money.
Do you have a name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I've talked to you twice already. My name's Christina, and I'm from Arizona.
So what's the problem with money?
There is no problem. I just want more.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This is what I went through today in my own self a little bit, and then the spirit kind of brings this back up again as something you might want to do. How much you want? How much do you want? How much more? And don't think small.
How about a million? A million, huh?
You also have to be kind of realistic, too. So give me a range of money. Instead of a million, how much would be enough to manifest every month? You want it by a monthly basis, right?
I don't really care. And I thought manifesting was
Vortex?
Do you believe in the vortex?
How much do you want and when do you want it?
If I'm going to get it monthly, I guess, $10,000 a month.
Okay, so let's just stick with $1 million for a while because that's what you said you first wanted. That's what you first said you wanted, right? So do you have somewhere on a bunch of pieces of paper and placards and whatever you do, $1 million, visualizing $1 million. You have it with you everywhere you go, just about in your house or in your wallet, something that says, I'm manifesting $1 million. And just write it out, a dollar sign, $1 million, right? Do you have it everywhere so you can see it constantly? You're always putting it out to the universe. This is what I want. You visualize it, see it. It just feels real to you. $1 million. The more you see it, the more you visualize it, the more it feels real to you, right?
Yep.
Or you can make up a little fake $1 million bill and put it in your wallet or pocketbook or whatever you carry around with you, right? A little fake $1 million bill. And carry it around with you. You don't care how you get it. You just want $1 million. I mean, it could be in a month. It could be 6 months. Nah, you want it. You want some of it now, though. You want some of it tomorrow, don't you?
I want some of it today.
Well, that's what I mean. So what? So
yeah, I know. I'm just playing with you.
I understand you're playing with me. So you got to. Well, you got to get in the vortex. See, the vortex part is you got to believe it. You got to feel it, the energy of it, the $1 million. You got to. And if you inundate yourself with the $1 million, so it feels really real to you, not just a figment of my imagination, and maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. But if it feels really real, that's why the little pieces of paper that say $1 million on it, it becomes real. The you know, I don't know. You must be into the Abraham material. And Abraham once said,
how do you know
that
you are exactly right. You're so right. I am.
So Abraham would say to you that a belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to think. So if your belief is I'm going to have $1 million, if you continue to think that thought, I'm going to have $1 million, I'm going to have $1 million, and constantly think that becomes your belief. And nobody's going to persuade you away from your belief. You saw The Secret, right? You saw the Jack Canfield thing about the whatever. It was $1 million he was going to have from writing and so forth. So he put this big placard up and $1 million, right?
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, if you can manifest $1, why not $1 million?
Okay, well, let's stick with $1 million. We're not going to shortchange you here and say, well, no, let's settle for $5,000. No, we're not going to let you settle for $5,000. We're going to have you settle for $1 million. That's not a bad thing to settle for, right? So, but you have your little things that remind you that you want $1 million. Have you posted it everywhere? To almost, it's like, really? You're crazy. Why do you have that everywhere? Discreetly. You know, put it in your bathroom mirror. That's a good place. You know, a little $1 million sign on your bathroom. Because you go to the bathroom, you look at the mirror. I mean, all of us look at the mirror from time to time, right? Like constantly.
Yeah.
That's a good place to have it, right? Or if you have a vision board, or if you have whatever you want, or have a little thing to put in your pocketbook that says $1 million. You need to have it so it's visual, so you see it. Because the more you think about it, it becomes your belief. And you might even shift the belief a little bit. How I hear it is you might shift the belief a little bit. I deserve $1 million. It then becomes like a real feeling that I deserve it. It's mine. It's you take possession of the $1 million. I am worth $1 million. I am receiving. I am. I am is a great expression. Using the I am expression, I am something. So I am receiving $1 million. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. Try that.
I am. Okay, I am going to do that. And when I get my million, I'm going to fly up there. Where are you? In California?
In near Los Angeles.
Then I'm going to fly up there and we're going to go shopping or do whatever you want to do.
Well, that would be sweet. So let's get you that $1 million then first.
Yeah,
okay?
So I'm going to start. I've been manifesting. I'm in the vortex. I'm just trying. I'm practicing my vibration and trying to get aligned. So I love listening to your little stories. You know, all your information that you give to us is great information. Thank you for sharing that with us.
So you got it written down now. I am receiving $1 million.
I am receiving.
Right?
$1 million.
I mean, or you could even.
And I'm going to.
Here's another word for you. And then I hear this
okay.
too. I am worth $1 million.
Oh, I like that.
Okay? Try that one. Okay. See how it works out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Be well.
Have a blessed day.
How about instead of being well, let's just call you be wealthy.
I like all this inspiration.
Go for it.
Great.
Okay? Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
So, you know, people listening going, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, yeah. $1 million, whatever. You know, like, how is she ever going to get $1 million? She's, you know, she works in an office somewhere. She makes $50,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. How is she going to get $1 million, right? You missed the point. You completely missed the point. The how part is the part the universe is supposed to provide for you. They're going to show you how. Believe it or not. That's the whole idea of manifesting. You don't have to know the how part. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. That's where we all get tripped up on. There's a 6, 7, 8, and I'm going to be with you in a minute, and 5, 1, 0. That's the tricky part, because we get hung up on, well, how can that ever happen? How am I ever going to meet somebody I love? How is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? Don't we forget? Wait a minute. Don't we stop for a moment and go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The how part's the universe, God, source, whatever you call it. That's their job. Our job is just to ask and get in alignment with what we want and feel the vibration of what we want. Like, I'm worthy of money. I am money. I am wealthy. I am this. I am wealthy. I am receiving. Whatever it is, to be the I am. Because the I am, and then right after you say I am, you're saying that's what I am. That's my status. That's my state. That's my condition. Like, I am wealthy means I'm wealthy. I am successful. I am prosperous. I am manifesting. Whatever. Like, I am broke. I am sick. I am depressed. Well, yeah, guess what? You've just kind of identified with. So think, turn it around. I am something that you want, not something that, even if your condition is broke, don't go there. I am creating and manifesting much more in my life. Ooh, I am. So use the I am expression, and be careful of the I am expression, because by putting it out there and saying I am whatever, negative, that's what you're identifying with. Okay, 678-510. Here we go. Have fun. Hello.
Hello. This is Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is Sandy? So what's Sandy want to manifest?
Can you manifest for other people?
Well, it's kind of, you know what? Here's the problem with other people. And I'll give you this. And this is what I get from spirit. It's not me. When you're talking about other people, they have to be in alignment with what they act. You can help other people. You can kind of help them to raise their vibration to get what they want. But okay, I'll give you this. You can pray for other people. You can send them good energy for healing and things like that. But they have to be in alignment. They have to want it. If let's say somebody wants to heal, and if you're sending them healing vibration, yeah, you can help them. But they got to want it. You can't help anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's that you can take a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, right? You can pray all day long that somebody's going to get $1 million. But they got to want it, and they got to be aligned with it, and they got to believe it, okay?
And they're in charge of it.
Well, the universe is in charge of it, or God or spirit is in charge of it, but they have to buy into it. So, yeah, you can manifest for other people. You can help other people manifest, and you can get together with them, and you can sit with them, and you can focus with them and help. Because, you know, like what Jesus said, when two or more are gathered together, I am with them. So, yeah, all that energy putting out there into the universe, ooh, powerful. But you got to be in alignment with what you both, what they want and what you want, right? Got it?
That's true. That's true.
So, okay?
Okay.
Work on it. See what you can manifest for somebody. But they got to be willing participants, right?
Yeah, they've got to believe.
Yeah, it's true. Even in healing, if a person doesn't want to heal, I don't care what doctor, what holistic practitioner, what miracle worker they go to, they're not going to heal. Okay?
Yeah.
And they
That's
have
true.
To believe, and they have to believe that whoever they're going to and whoever is helping them can actually be part of their healing process. That's how faith healers or doctor, Brother John, I guess the guy from Brazil, I think it's called Brother John or whatever it's called. That's how he works, is because people believe that he can help them. And so that energy just magnifies itself for them to heal. Okay? Have a good one.
Okay.
Go out there and manifest some things for yourself and others. Help them. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. So that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's kind of fun. We're having fun today, aren't we? I think so. People. Okay, so let's move on to the next caller, because you've been holding a while now. It's 510. Let's see what you want to do with your life. Remember, you got to want it, and you got to align yourself with it, right? Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Hi there.
Yes. This is Camille in California.
Camille in California. You sound like, I don't know, you sound like one of those things that you call in and they go, hi, you know, an answering service of some kind. What's going on with Camille today? What do you want to manifest in your life?
I want to manifest a new house.
Okay.
For myself and my daughter and our cat.
Well, that's a good thing. Your cat. Well, I hope your cat wants a new house. I'm just teasing. If the cat doesn't want to go, you got a problem, right?
That's true. We didn't want to go, and that was the problem.
Okay, so where's the problem? Why aren't you manifesting it? What's the issue? If you were completely 100% in alignment with a new house, then it would be on its way to you. May not be moving in tomorrow, but you would have everything would be falling into place. You would be in alignment with whatever the outcome is you want, right? So where's the hiccup in all this?
Well, we obviously fell out of alignment with the house we were living in that particular neighborhood, because I'll be honest and tell you that the house was foreclosed and we were evicted. And I had owned this home for 10 years. Now, I am moving all of our things into storage starting tomorrow, and I must sign some paperwork to welcome in the surplus money from the sale of the house, and with that money, use that to set us up and reestablish ourselves in a new house. So,
okay, cool.
I'm just open to receiving. You know, I didn't want to have to do it this way, but this is how it went. So I accept the situation, moving on.
Okay. So you'll manifest it. You're starting to align yourself. I don't say I'm going to avoid the word accepting the situation, but working with the situation towards the highest purpose that you want to get to, right?
Okay.
You're not necessarily accepting the negativity that went around this, but you're saying, I'm moving above the negativity, and now I'm starting to visualize the outcome I want, because I know I'm going to get into a better place, a comfortable place. Okay, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, what we need to do.
So do you know what the place looks like in your head? Have you visualized it yet? Realistically, have you visualized it?
I have not visualized it. However, okay, I will tell you that the house where I moved into 10 years ago, that was the house in spirit. I attracted that house in spirit. I moved in there, no problem. Then I hit a wall. Who cares what that wall was? It's done. But I just know now where I was no longer free creatively in that house. I was not expressing myself creatively. So I know wherever we move to next, I must feel abundant and free and creative and settled.
Well, you got it. You got it all down.
Yeah.
You got it. So just start putting that out there.
Okay.
Do you know what it looks like?
Yes.
Do you know what it looks like, though? Do you have an idea what it looks like?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, you got to start there somewhere. You have to kind of an idea of how many rooms it's going to have, how big it is, how small it is, what's affordable. You know, because if you get a new place, you kind of have to fall in love with it to some degree. Because you want to, if you're in love with your place, if you're all like kissing the walls because I love this place so much, it's going to create a very excellent vibration for you to be creative. But if you walk into a place and say, well, I got to settle for this place, you know, it's not exactly what I want, but I'm settling for it, you're not in love. You're just kind of like, I mean, no house is absolutely perfect. No new place is going to be absolutely perfect. And with a little remodeling, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you can create, you know, a 95% situation or 90% situation, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So do that. So, but at least have a good vision of what it looks like. What's like okay. For some people, like the kitchen is the most important thing. I want a big kitchen with a big centerpiece and all that stuff. You know, that's cool. If that's your big thing, I want an extra room to be creative and do my thing. Then you have to visualize that.
I know that, you know, well, I would need my room, my daughter's room, a room for me to work from home.
Okay.
And then, of course, our you know, two bathrooms, a beautiful kitchen, living, dining area, backyard, where I can get a grill, like a gas grill.
Boy, you got to visualize it here. Well, find a picture of it. There's got to be a picture of it somewhere.
There's got to be. I mean, I know where I live in Northern California, it's really hot. Where people are, you know, just tapping into this energy of, oh, my God, we cannot afford this or that thing, the rent, the mortgage. It's overwhelming people. But I cannot let that be my story.
Okay. So, you know, you got it going. Yeah. You got it going. So, so just start visualizing it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
You know, here's the other thing I hear for you, and this is really important thing. Because you can visualize all these things, and you can have all that pretty specific, and you know, and you can get frustrated because I can't find this specific. So that at some point you have to turn it over to the universe and say, okay, bring me something that serves my highest purpose and my highest intent here. Bring me something that serves my highest intent, and then just let it go, because it may be a little different than your original intent, but the universe kind of knows what you want. Knows what's good for you too, you know. They kind of know who you are. Your ancestors, I like to think of in terms of your ancestors, your great grandmothers going, yeah, but we got a better idea for you, so let us do it. We got a good idea what you like. What would work for you? Let us show you some things, okay?
That makes sense. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, you'll get it.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, you too.
It was your. That was her great-grandmother out there going, we got a good idea what's going to be good for you. You just got to hang into it. Okay, so what are we doing? Oh, no. Well, it's fun. It's been fun. I like this manifesting stuff. Most people want to manifest something, you know, even if it's what does my partner want to manifest, right? Yeah, what does he want? What does she want? Do they want me? Do they want to manifest a relationship with me? See, everything is about that. Everything. Let me give you something, an Abraham quote, because my friend is still on the line, and I do a daily, generally do a daily Abraham quotes. I like this. Okay, this is all about manifesting, so this is from a workshop in Napa, California, March 2nd, 1997. My goodness. That's like, what, 20 years ago? Yeah, something like that. Wow. You know, Abraham's been around through Esther for a long time. It usually takes about 30 days to change a habit. Oh, habit. Okay, not because you need 30 days. You could do it in 60 seconds if you could – wait a minute. Let me read that again. You could do it in 60 seconds if you could, once you did it, hold your vibration there. But you have to consciously make that decision. Now, let's take the word habit here, because habit could be a belief, right? Habits come from beliefs. Let's just say you can change a belief in 30 days, or you can change a belief in 68 seconds. You can change a belief instantly. Really, seriously. You can change a belief. You can now, I do a lot of past life, or I also do a lot of like regression work, and we go in and we change beliefs. So you can instantly change a belief. You can do it in 68 seconds. And a belief about yourself, a belief, you know, because your beliefs will limit you, because your thoughts and your beliefs will hold you back from getting whatever you want in life, right? If you believe I'm not worthy, if you believe that I'm broke, if you believe that I've never been successful in my life, why should I be successful now, right? If you believe that the only way to ever get anything is to work really, really, really hard, ooh, that's kind of frustrating, isn't it? So you can change your beliefs. You can do it in 68 seconds. They said habits are kind of based on beliefs, really, because if you believe something, you make a habit of doing it constantly, right? Your thoughts become beliefs and your beliefs become habits or something like that. And attitude is thrown into all there and somewhere in that whole thing. So let's get into something that I was going to start on and talk about. Maybe I'll do more of it tomorrow. We'll do a little bit more about manifesting. And it's an article I found that was kind of fun in Steve Pavlinta. I don't know, Steve. It's just from 2009. It's about manifesting. What is Steve? Steve's claim to fame. It doesn't say. Well, let's just use the article anyway, because I thought it was a good article. And it's about shifting your vibration to manifest your desires. Now, isn't that a cool title, right? So let me go through a little bit of Steve's stuff, and then we'll go into more of it tomorrow, and we'll talk more about you manifesting. Oh, you know what? Before I, you know, they're reminding me. Talk about your mission. Yes, my mission statement, my mission and purpose in life. So I asked Spirit the other day. I asked my spirit guide, Sarah. Sarah's a group of spiritual teachers, and that's who they talk to me. Sarah's just the name of the group. You know, like Microsoft or Google, or, you know, instead of asking Google, I asked Sarah, which is a group too, right? You know, Google is not one individual. Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers. So I asked Sarah, what's my mission? You know, because sometimes you think your mission shifts through life. You change your mission and it goes some one way or the other. And what came back is, oh, well, let's take you back in time to 25 years ago, we gave you your mission, heal the planet and save my people. Whoa, time out, you know. And then they said, well, we followed up that with you heal through love. Love vibration, the love energy, the divine love, you know, the source is love, God is love, that sort of thing. So love being the highest vibration possible. So it's healing the planet through love. Now, they said that a lot of people have gotten this mission, so it's not just me. This has been passed around through all over the planet to heal the planet. And so, okay, let me identify a little bit. Let me narrow that down a little bit more, because I wanted to get a little more specific about that. Well, how do you do that? How do you heal the planet? And it's really three different areas. It's individuals. Of course, now this could be individuals or groups, and I'm kind of off the top of my head a little bit because I had a few minutes to fill here, but talking about my mission and our mission, and it could be your mission too. I don't know. Maybe you have this mission. Maybe you're that God's source is giving you this mission to heal the planet, save the planet, heal the planet, save my people. How do you do that? Okay, so there's spiritual healing, physical healing, physical healing, you know, the body, the physical body. And then there's emotional healing. Now, if you can think of another one, you know, you're in the chat room, you're listening and you're going, well, wait a minute, isn't there something else I can heal? That what else do I want healed? You want your physical body healed, right? Through love, the vibration of love being the highest vibration possible. You want to be spiritually healed, which means you want yourself to be in a vibrational match to the highest vibration possible. You want to raise your vibration to match that of source, to God, spirit, so that you are high-flying, vibrational being connected to all of there is, right? That's spiritual healing. And emotional healing is just your emotions. And that's part of your thought patterns, and they threw the word thoughts in. So healing your thoughts and healing your emotions, I guess you could tie those two together really closely, that if you're healing your thought patterns and then you're healing your emotional patterns, wow. Now, where do you want to take that? What does this healing mean? What does it mean to heal your thoughts and your emotions? Again, we're going back to this expression that I've been using. And I'm going, looking at my clock, going, how much time do I have to cover this? Because this is kind of like deep stuff, right? Deep stuff that getting there is kind of fun. It's raising your vibration. Raising your thought vibrations. What are your thoughts? Are they negative? Are your thoughts about depressing things? Are your thoughts about negative things? Are your thoughts about just anger? You have angry thoughts all the time, and frustrated thoughts, and fear-based thoughts. And what are your thoughts? Are they fear-based? Are they anger? Are they frustrated? Are they frustrating thoughts? Are they just negative all the time? Or do you have thoughts that are about appreciation, appreciating this and appreciating that and appreciating life and appreciating the little things in life? And do you have thoughts that are hopeful and, you know, that things are going to work out and things are going to be provided for you? And are you have expressions of love? Are you expressing love? Are you taking your vibrational thoughts to that vibrational level of love? Are you expressing love to things in your life? So where are your thoughts? So that's the healing part of healing your thought patterns, which will tie into your emotions. Because you think about your emotions, depression, that's an emotion, right? Fear, that's a biggie. You got two major swings on the pendulum of emotions. You have love and you have fear. And, you know, they're all sprinkled with terminology in there somewhere, that either one end of the spectrum or the other. So that healing process is about healing your thoughts. And that's a big job, is to help people to change their healing. So how do I do that? Well, through writing mostly. I can do it with your individuals. I can find out where your belief systems are that are causing you to have those low vibrational thoughts and feelings, and change that and move to high vibrational thoughts and feelings, right? So that's how we do that. But the physical part, ooh, that's a good one, right? The physical part is, again, introducing to you, as you take in high vibrational energy, healing thoughts, healing the body, being open to healing in wherever source you can get healing, right? And how does somebody help you do that? Well, it's to help you to shift your consciousness to healing, being in a healing consciousness. And being open, asking the universe, asking source, asking God, show me healing. Show me how to heal. Now, I've done hands-on healing, and I've sent vibrational healing to people, and it's really being open to now. You have to be accepting of that. I know that. I know there's hands-on healings, Reiki, and I've done Reiki, and I've done some other hands-on work with people. You have to be open to it. You have to accept the idea that maybe I can heal. Yeah, I want to heal. I'm willing to take whatever help I can get in healing. Not out of desperation, but out of love. So you have to raise your vibration. And once you raise your vibration to love vibration, and then the healing can start taking place. You have to kind of visualize that healing. You have to visualize your body healing. And there's lots of great books and stories and articles about people who could visualize the healing process and have done that. You know, and it's raising your vibration. There's the book about Norman Cousins, who healed from a terminal illness by using laughter. So we have the physical healing, which is assisting that. There is the emotional healing. And then we talked about a little bit about the spiritual healing, raising your thoughts and connecting with a vibration, the highest vibration possible, the universal vibration, thinking in terms of your spirit guides, your spirit teachers. What are their thoughts on the subject? How do they look at the whole thing? You know, a lot of people are connected to spiritual teachings. Raising your vibration as into your spiritual teaching that you accept, that isn't negative. It isn't hell and damnation and, well, you're a sinner and you're going to just get roasted in hell forever because you made a mistake. Is that really a high vibrational spiritual teaching? I don't think so. How about forgiveness? That's a high vibrational spiritual teaching. I'm forgiven constantly. I'm forgiving myself and I'm forgiving others. You know, living by kindness, generosity, compassion. Ooh, living by those spiritual principles, which are all related to love. Okay, I had fun today. I know I went off on the subject here, and we're going to talk about manifesting again tomorrow. So what do you want to manifest? Let's work on it. Let's just shift your vibration to manifest whatever you want in life. So I love you guys. This has been fun. I enjoy doing this a lot. And I will be back on Friday. Have a beautiful evening. Okay, bye now.